Wayne Minar is the spokesperson for the Johannesburg Metro Police Department. Good morning and thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Morning, Howard. Fine, thanks. Yourself?
I am well, thank you. These stories are always very difficult to deal with because you've got a significant force and obviously trying to balance law enforcement with harassment is not always easy because often it depends on people's own experience, people's own view. How do you deal with this sort of thing?
Yeah, it's very difficult. You know, when officers only just have to do their job, but on the other hand, getting people to comply with the bylaws and complying with regulations, it's a very difficult task. Like in this particular instance where the officers were confiscating the goods of a trader who was trading in front of the park, which is contrary to the bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
And they were captured on videos. They were falsely, or can we say, they were accused of all sorts of. But the matter is being investigated because when there's an allegation, it has to be investigated. And then let the investigation determine what actually happened there that particular day. Because when there's an investigation, every aspect of the incident gets investigated. So we will hear from the internal affairs what actually happened.
The issue of informal traders is one that keeps coming up over and over again because there's a tremendous amount of sympathy from members of the public around the informal traders simply because there's this perception that they're just doing what they can to earn a living. The employment is very, very difficult at the moment. So this must place the JMPD in a very difficult position given the fact that you don't make the laws. You have to just simply enforce them.
Yes, no, you're right. You see, what makes it very difficult to enforce the trading bylaws is because the street traders don't stay the same. They don't stay at one spot. They move around where there's business. That's what it's about.
Mm.
To be able to make business or to be able to have their business to flourish for them, to be able to sell their goods or whatever they're selling, be it perishable goods, vegetables, or non-perishable, like clothing or ear or phone device or whatever they're selling, it's very difficult for them to find a spot where there's business. So this also then is in contravention many times with the bylaws, because in terms of the bylaws, a trader may not trade next to an ATM machine. They may not trade in front of a business shop or entrance. They may not trade next to a place of worship. They may not trade in front of a government building. They may not trade in a place where it's prohibited by a sign. They may not trade on a narrow pavement, causing pedestrians to walk in the street. So all of these factors have to be taken into consideration. And the traders are not all the same all the time. Many people come into the city. Thousands and thousands of people come to the city with the hope of making money. And then people turn to street trading for bread on the table. Then it's not always easy for them to understand, especially when they come from far away areas, what the bylaws of the city.
So it's most definitely a problem. What about the alleged harassment from members of the JMPD? Is this
You're breaking up there.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Right. So just going back to the issue of the alleged harassment, maybe not necessarily only in this case, every case that is brought to your attention needs to be investigated. Are you seeing an increase in claims of harassment? Are you seeing increase in incidents of harassment from the JMPD? Or is this a matter of just more visibility because of social media?
No, I think it's more visibility because of social media, because in this particular case, I think there was a lot of sympathy for the lady who was selling the dog basket. And the person who reported it really made allegations that has to be investigated. So at this stage, it's about having to deal with the situation as it is, The Internal Affairs will provide the investigation outcome, and then we will announce it.
All right. And how long do these things normally take, this type of an investigation?
You see, that's the challenge with investigations, and it's a challenge with the staff having to deal with investigations. Sometimes there's a much larger workload that they have to do with a lot more of complaints. So we don't know how long that will really take.
Mm. Because I think one of the important aspects here is the accountability, so that the JMPD does need to come back to the public and say, right, we've investigated it. It might have been a week, 6 weeks, or, you know, 2 months ago, but here's the incident, here's the finding, and this is what we're doing. I think that, do you have that as a strategy and policy to come back to these things?
Yes, every incident which was discussed in the public domain mm-hmm. was given feedback. Each and every incident. So once there's a investigation which is completed, then there will be an announcement.